Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, O'Terra style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This is another episode. We're gonna get into a lot of stuff today, but yes. I kind of want to get your thoughts on something, Angela.
They can't talk back. Oh, me.
Yes.
You want my thoughts?
Oh, yes.
Awesome. You didn't turn your computer dinger off.
Oh, who cares? Anyway, so.
All right.
What was the impulse you had when you said, "Hey, Eddie, let's podcast tonight"?
There really was no thought behind it, except that we hadn't done one in a while.
Yeah.
A ton of thought into things. I just go. I'm a type 3 energy.
You want to explain that?
I jump first, figure it out later. I don't really have a thought process behind anything. So, Carol Tuttle, energy profiling, look it up. It's pretty awesome. Our household is kind of jumping in with both feet, obviously, because I led the way, and that's what type 3 energies do. So there's this 4 energies, and your energy has nothing to do with your personality. It doesn't put you in a box. It's not your strengths. It's the way you move through this world. It's the energy and the flow that shapes and molds you, basically. And of the 4 energies, one being type 1 energy, being more let's see, what's a good one? Like upbeat. I guess they say it's light and it's airy and it's fun and it's creative. They're the ones with the ideas. They always have a bright idea. I have a good idea, idea, idea. And energy 2, which is what you are. You are a type 2 energy. They move through this world very emotionally. They're emotionally driven, and they tend to be the ones in the flow of the energies, where the ones have the ideas, the 2s have the thought process behind it. Like, okay, let me research this, let me figure this out, let's see how we're going to implement it. And 3s take it into action, whereas 4s are the ones that make it better. So 3s move through this world very physically, forward motion, and 4s move through this world
always very acting and reacting.
Always acting and reacting. I do everything for a reaction. Everything I do, I need a reaction, I need a result. So the result is I want a podcast. So no, the action is I want a podcast. The result is we have a new episode. That's it.
Okay.
And then I can look back and go, look what I did.
Right.
Because that's what drives me. So anyway, I wanted to just say 4s.
3s love to celebrate their accomplishments.
Yes.
They love to do that.
No. 3s celebrate their accomplishments, not to be braggadocious or anything like that, but just to be like, look what I did. Like, I did this. This is cool. Like, I created this. I put it into action, and it's done. Next. And we move to the next thing really quickly. But I love the energies because it's amazing how the circle works. It all works.
You didn't talk about 4s too much.
4s are very cool. I'm learning more and more about 4s because I recently found out one of the leaders somewhere in my organization is a 4. You are a secondary 4. Jason is a
my son is a primary
dominant
4.
Yeah. Jackie is a dominant 4. So 4s move through this world very intellectually. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that kind of shock you at the end of the week. At the dinner table where they've sat back and watched the entire week happen, and then they tell you everything that they think about it. They kind of perfect. So if we go back to that circle where ones have the idea, 2s put it into thought,
put it into emotion,
research it, figure out how to make it happen. 3s make it happen, 4s make it perfect.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And we're having a lot of fun going through it. What's it doing for you?
It's giving me, I mean, it's answering a lot of the reasons why I've done half the things I've done in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, where a leader would not go anywhere, they would need all the things, all the how-tos, and I would just be like, I don't understand why you need that. I just figured it out along the way. That's a 3 personality. Not everybody has, not personality, sorry, energy. Not everybody has that energy. You don't have that energy.
Yeah.
That's not your thing. Your thing is not to figure it out as you go, where mine is all about it. And so it allows me to step back, understand my energy, and look at you and go, wait a minute. That's not where you're at. You are a 2. You have to put this thing through thought, and then as your four takes over, you have to question everything.
Right.
Anyway, so
yeah, and that's cool. That's what I mean. For me, I think it's really benefited our marriage.
Yes.
Because, and we just, you want to just recently talk about the little revelation, just being real raw and relevant here, the revelations that you and I came to just this last week.
You want to go first?
We made a pretty big stride in our marriage.
Yeah.
And it's because of this conversation.
Yeah. It's understanding that we're very different energies.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. The which conversation?
The one where I called you first. And then you called me.
Well, if you want to talk about the one that you called me, you're welcome.
Oh, I get to talk about that, yeah. So I was researching it, and I understood that threes, the constant reaction and reaction, always needing action and reaction. And if you're not moving forward, you create something that sets up some type of moving forward event, like an argument. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm doing something that really doesn't really warrant negative feedback, if you haven't felt like you are moving forward in our marriage, you'll find something to challenge, and we'll use it an opportunity to, because you know that when you challenge me on something, I tend to rise to that challenge. I tend to mold. Yeah. I tend to adapt, if you will, to this. I get frustrated, get angry, I get emotional. I retreat for a bit.
And I'm just in to get a reaction.
Yeah. But I analyze and so on. But anyway, my point is that when I realized that that's what you do, I also realized that I got frustrated when I would see you doing that. And I would, it's more than just judge you. I wouldn't just judge you. I would almost make comments to try to intellectually break you down because I didn't like what you were doing. It didn't serve me, but I didn't realize what you were doing until I read that part of what threes do, which is action and reaction. And I realized it's much better for me to not take it personal and just not be in the way. And that's kind of cool.
Be in the way means what? What do you mean be in the way?
Slow down your forward movement.
Because I typically will come to you when I'm feeling stalled.
Yeah.
If I ever feel stalled in a situation, whether it be our business or marriage, my whatever it is, if I feel stalled and I'm not moving forward, that's when I come to you. If I am in a forward motion, if I'm doing something, I'm in motion, and you try and figure that out or question that or whatever, that's when you're in the way.
And my energy is more slower moving.
A lot slower.
Yeah.
It's very, very slow. And again, that's not like, oh, you're last to come in on the race. That's not what we mean by slow.
No.
Ones and fours are very they're very fast moving forward. You know, they're just dominant. They're dominant. Whereas twos and fours tend to be more, let's look at this. Let's figure this out. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't have two energy in this house, we would be a mess. And if we didn't have my three energy, you would constantly be looking for your underpants.
There are no twos in this house besides me.
I don't know that. I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Well, anyway. But the point in this is that because I move through a little bit more intellectually and emotionally, when you do your forward movement thing, it's impossible for me to roll with you. So it's much more efficient for me to hear it, listen to it, not take any of it personally, get out of the way.
And just pick up the pieces.
Pick up the pieces. Well, yeah. And then be there emotionally for you, for myself, and then intellectually figure out how can we move forward with this? Because what's awesome about my secondary four, which is I can actually take all that, break it down, flip it, and turn it into something that's going to grow and move us forward.
That makes it perfect.
And once I get on that track, I like to look at it like a train who goes very slow at first, chugga, 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 chugga. But once that train is moving, it's moving fast, and there is no stopping it.
Yeah, fours are very, very, it's a different kind of fire. It takes a while. But once it's on fire, it's perfect, and it's moving fast, and it's furious, and
And there's no stopping it. It takes a massive, crazy event to stop it. Mm-hmm. And then you got to repeat that whole process again. So what I got from it was that conversation. And then I wouldn't say I forgave you. I just let you know that I understand. And that it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't like a forgiving thing. It was like, I understand. I get it. And I realized that that personality type, and this
it's
is
not personality.
Sorry. That style or that energy. The point I want to make right now is that, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a spouse that does something that drives you crazy, I'm going to challenge you right now to find that trait, that tick, or that personality, or that energy, or whatever you want to call it, that thing that they do that makes you crazy. And what I want you to do is take a look at how that person applies that same exact style, energy, personality, whatever you want, to something else in their life, that it really gives them the edge with that thing. In other words, like with Angela, because she's so forward moving, and then she's got Maximizer in her top five strengths.
Maximizer and significance.
Angela does things that I rely on.
Yep.
Like, for example, if we're packing to go on a trip, I just rely on Angela to make sure all the little things are packed, because that's Angela's thing, her maximizer style, along with her forward moving energy. So in that situation, I totally appreciate you.
You should.
Right? I totally appreciate you. But that exact same thing, those two things about you also do things that make me crazy, mm-hmm. especially when you get forward moving on our relationship on me. And you get all frustrated because I'm not moving as fast as you are. So the point is, I can't have one without the other.
Right.
I can't take the one thing that I love about what Angela does and then not also take the stuff that makes me crazy. I can't take one or the other. I gotta take them both. And that was when I realized that I made that phone call, called you and said, hey, I get it. And I love you.
You didn't call me. You were sitting in the bedroom. I called you.
Oh, I called you. Oh, that's right. I talked to you. That's
no,
right. I talked
to you.
You're right. I came up to you and I talked to you. I got emotional. Okay.
I called you because
so then you called me.
I went back and I listened to your type 2 energy, your type 4 energy. And then I went back and listened to my type 3. And I realized that all the times in a relationship... where I wasn't being, where I felt stopped, where I felt like dead in my tracks. I wasn't creating. I wasn't getting at anything out of any efforts that I was putting forward.
Because there weren't results.
I want results and everything.
Yeah.
I would start arguments for the simple fact to get a reaction out of you. And then that would put me back into my flow and action. My bad. Because sometimes I would sit there arguing with you and I'd be like, why the hell did I start this? This makes no sense. You're in too deep now. Can't pull out. You're in too deep, Ange. Keep going. He's going to end up apologizing. Just go for that apology. And you're over there going,
What have I done wrong? What did I do wrong? Eddie. Okay, hold on. Before you commit this sentence, what did I do? Yeah, it was pretty sweet. It was a very sweet call.
I did say sorry.
It was a very sweet
call.
I'm
so sorry. I just realized that I need that action reaction.
So going forward, when you feel like you are, because this is what I talked about this weekend at Raleigh, when you feel like you are not in motion.
This is so not what our podcast is about today, but just bear with us.
Oh, this is good stuff. And people are getting an idea of our marriage. And this is legit. Guys, for those of you, we're sharing this conversation with you in this podcast, and we're being pretty real and honest, but we actually have conversations like this quite often.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why our marriage rocks so much, is that we really have gotten better at questioning ourselves in our relationship more than questioning the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's improving. So anyway, my point in this was, it was very sweet for you to do that. And going forward, when you feel like you're not moving forward, obviously the one thing is, Eddie's an easy target. Because Eddie is a very intellectual and internal thinker.
Mm-hmm. You go in.
Yep. So when I get feedback from the outside world or your world, I intellectualize it first and I take it in emotionally first, because you're the only person that has that power with me. Just by the way, everybody, nobody else has that power, just Angela. And that's why our marriage is awesome too. But when you do that, you challenge me, and I tend to go, okay, what's the lesson? What am I supposed to be hearing? What's the feedback that I should be really taking in here?
Right.
And because I internalize that, you just like, yeah, see, I was right. Excuse me. So going forward, what's cool about this is now you're aware of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of it. I have to be aware of it.
Yeah, and because you said it, I'm going to think that first. That will be my first thought. Is she feeling stuck? Is she feeling stuck right now? And that's what I'll say. Honey, are you feeling stuck right now? Because that's maybe the new, is it that time of the month? Instead of that time of month, it's like, you feeling stuck right now? What's up? What did I do? Did I really do something, or are you just feeling stuck?
Or you haven't created anything.
Yeah. So, and then for me, I can challenge, like, dude, maybe you don't need to take this one in. Maybe there's a whole other issue that's happening here. Let's just ask.
Yeah.
Hey, Ange, you feeling stuck? Is that what's happening? Because what's really cool about your, and I'll end on this. What's really cool about your revelation is, and me looking more into my energy, is I realized why I don't do that to you. And I used to, before your call, I used to kind of feel like, man, maybe I should do that more to Angela, because she seems to think it's benefiting our relationship. Maybe I should just find crap to dump on her. Just a challenge, because
no.
You know, which is not, but the truth is, I was like, eh, as soon as I said that, I'm like, I'm not going to, because that's not my style. It's not my style. It's not my energy. It's not my, it's just not my place. It's not what I do.
No, it's not what I do either. It's just, okay.
Well, it is what you do. Yeah. So my point is that now you can go start fights with the kids instead of me now. So anyway, that's what we kind of took away from this. So can you just tell everybody real quick what should they go look at to kind of start getting familiar with this whole concept of energy?
Anything Carol Tuttle, that you can just, you know, you can Google Carol Tuttle, and you know, I'm reading It's Just My Nature right now. I kind of dove into Carol when a book was mentioned by one of my favorite Instagrammers, and it was The Child Whisperer, which helps you identify your children's energies so that you can parent them true to their nature.
Yeah, and I would say start there. If you have children, start there, and you'll learn more about you than you will about your kids.
Yeah. I got real curious. I'm like, okay, I'm figuring out my children. I'm like, what am I? Where do I lie here? Where do I sit? She has dressingyourtruth.com, but I think there is Find Your Truth, something. Anyway, Carol Tuttle. Look up Carol Tuttle. She has a site, women, her course is free for women. It's not free for men, mm-hmm. but it's on sale right now. Anyway, go check it out. We are not affiliates with her whatsoever. Just really...
we've got a lot of value out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then a lot of people that we've mentioned it to.
It's super
have gotten
interesting.
A lot of value out of it.
What's really interesting is I've done the 5 love languages. Mm-hmm. I know my strength finder. I know, you know, the circle, square, squiggle, all that stuff. I know red personality, yellow personality. And then when I found or real I learned my energy, all of those other things they made sense.
Yeah.
They made total sense that my top 2 strengths are maximizer and significance. And I'm a type 3 person. I'm type 3 energy, meaning I will take the bull by the horns and I will get it done specifically for a result.
Right.
That's huge.
So
makes sense.
This feels like we're doing what people hated about the prequels in Star Wars, is we're explaining the Force. We're explaining the Force of Angela, and it's kind of like it's taking away some of the mystery of why you're so amazing. Peeling back the curtain, and it's like Disneyland. It's just not pretty in the backstage.
But it's pretty hot.
But it's pretty hot.
On
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, yeah, on stage. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's fire.
So,
and fire.
All right, so speaking of strengths, because that's what we really wanted to talk about, is I wanted to, and you actually, this was your idea, and I was like, you know what, let's do that. That's really cool. I would love for people to take a look at or think about you, for example. It's easy. I'm sure they listen and they watch you all the time, and they're just like, wow, she's so amazing. Like, I just spent the weekend with some amazing people, and so many people came up to me and were just like, I just love your wife with all the things she does and so on. Big people, like really talented, you know, people. But why don't you take us through the history of your scaling up, if you will?
Were we talking about scaling up, or were we talking about push?
Well, we can talk about that too. You and I had that conversation where you took me through an evolution of all the things that you learned over the last, now, what are we, 8 years now in doTERRA?
No, seven.
7 years in doTERRA? Yeah, so that's 7 years in doTERRA. So take me through that, and then we can talk about...
Didn't we do that on a podcast, or no? We just kind of sat here.
No, you and I talked about it in the car.
Good grief.
And you were like, we should do a podcast on that. And that was like 3 weeks ago, so... Yeah, I figured we should record that now. Because it was really good. I really dug it. And it was really cool to see the evolution, because I believe that when people listen to this, that maybe they're in their first couple of years, or maybe they're in their first 5 years, but they haven't really quite gotten themselves going yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can kind of hear where you first started. What was the first skill you learned, and what was the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't have to spend a lot of time on it. Just kind of get to it, because I definitely want to talk about what we're doing right now with our team and how we got to that point. And what's heavy on our minds right now? What's our goal, if you will?
Well, so I think I can't remember why this conversation came up. Something was obviously...
Oh, I know why. Because we were having people... Oh, yeah. Okay, so if you're listening to this, and let's say you've gotten yourself to where you are,
yes,
being really good at something,
yes,
like whether it's make and takes or one-on-ones or online,
yes,
or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Like you just really nail it and rock it, but for some reason you have stalled and you can't figure out why. And so you're trying harder and harder to do that one thing or teach all those people that one thing, but it just isn't catching. It isn't grabbing on. You're not really going anywhere.
There comes a point in this business. There comes a point in this business where everything comes to a standstill, and you feel like the world is crashing. Your business is caving in. Your legs are falling apart. And this is where people come to me. Leaders outside of our team. My team knows they can come to me for this, but this is where leaders outside of my team come to me, and they're like, can you help me figure this out? Because obviously 7 years later, and we're still gradually moving forward.
We're
right?
still doing,
we weren't this
we're
one
doing
hit
new
wonder
things constantly.
That hit and then fell and died.
Right.
So it's been 7 years and we're still moving forward. So anyway, they come to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I feel like my team is collapsing. I've lost a leg. Everything's going to crap. And I look at them and I said, wow, you have this amazing skill set. You actually teach this to other leaders. And right now it's not working with your team. Like, so what's your backup plan? What other skill can you pull out of your tool belt right now? What other thing can you implement? And they've got nothing, because they've only been relying on that one thing for so long, right? Maybe they're the killer of make and takes, or they rock and vendor booths their entire career. And all of a sudden they're at this standstill and nobody is duplicating. So I kind of look back at my business and all of the things that I have had to level up in every situation. I've had to step up to a new thing. So when I first started, I relied heavily on my contacts through Facebook, not the contacts on my cell phone, email list, none of that. It was Facebook. I did it. I would never do it this way again. I wouldn't do it. Obviously, I've gotten better at Facebook marketing, but I would find people who would comment they were sick or comment they were this or that or the other, and I would go and message them and say, hey, you got to take a look at what I have been doing with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would, you know, take them through a mini presentation or invite them to a webinar. And I did that for several months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that inviting my friends to a webinar that my upline did was not cutting it anymore. So I had to step in.
What, we had Silver doing that, correct?
I started doing webinars before we hit Silver.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
doing that,
I know, was what led us to Silver. I was in the middle of an evolution when you stepped in.
Go on, sorry. All right. I stopped your forward movement.
You just cut me right off.
I was trying to intellectually break it down, and I stopped your forward movement.
Yeah.
Go on. I apologize.
I should start an argument right now. And so I needed to level up. I needed to do something different, kind of jolt my business a bit. And I started doing my webinars. I stopped having my upline do them. And that was kind of like that, like shifting gears, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sound the car makes when you shift gears and it starts to rev even harder.
Yes.
So we did that. And then I was doing webinars. So I was still contacting people on Facebook and I was doing my personal webinars. And then we got to Silver. And then at Silver is where I learned about Diamond Club and that you could do this thing called Diamond Club. And so I had gone a couple months at Silver of doing the same Facebook thing, and I realized things were changing.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't responding the same way to being invited to webinars. So when this Diamond Club opportunity presented itself, I thought, well, now I'm going to learn how to get in front of people. Because I'll be honest, I did not start my business getting in front of people because all the people I knew were in California.
Right.
We were in Utah.
Right.
So webinars was how I got in front of them. So I had to learn to teach classes face to face. And I jumped right in again. I will jump in first, learn on the way, right? Learn how to do it all on the way down. And did Diamond Club and rocked the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of face-to-face classes. Got really good at those.
Mm-hmm.
Knew how to close anywhere from one person to a full room. You know, and I did that over and over and over. And I ended up doing really well in Diamond Club, but everybody knows my story that I didn't hit Diamond. I started as Silver, left as Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hit Diamond, so I kind of dropped out of my business.
How long was it until we did another Diamond Club? Just, we don't have to talk about that.
Know.
I'm just curious. Okay.
I don't remember.
Keep going then. I'm sorry.
I know I've done four.
So we stopped doing...
I stopped doing everything.
Yeah.
So that was a whole different gear shift. I shifted downward.
Yeah.
And kind of took a hiatus. And then I took a long hiatus from, I didn't give up my business because we were making like $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to lose that at all. So I just kept doing my thing. But then that whole thing happened with my business being threatened. And I decided, no, I want this business. I built this business. Nobody built it for me.
Right.
So you aren't taking it from me. So then I had that gear shift and I leveled up again. And I knew that I had to, instead of being on the road for Diamond Club, I needed to meet local people. So when I made that shift and jumped back into my business, I decided, okay, I'm going to have a weekly class every week without fail. Whether people show up or not, I am having this class. And I did that. And I met new people, and I went and infiltrated Facebook groups.
That was when we moved to North Salt Lake, right? I can't remember.
So I got into community Facebook groups and I started introducing myself and, you know, saying I have these classes and inviting strangers to come. And I got really good at that. And our business we hit gold and even platinum during that time.
Very quickly.
Yeah, we hit gold platinum very quickly. And I know I did another Diamond Club somewhere in there.
Yep.
So I got back to, you know, I went and pulled that skill set back out of my tool belt. And I'm implementing all these different skill sets, but I was focusing on the weekly classes.
Yeah.
And then we ended up moving again. So no, you do not have to move to rank. That's just that was just our journey there. So we ended up moving again and we moved to Temecula.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I had to get back into meeting new people. And so I really got heavily into one-on-ones, weekly classes, and I added one-on-ones to the mix. I was still doing weekly classes, but I was still meeting people through the community groups. In fact, one of the gals I met in a Temecula community group just hit Diamond last month.
Yeah.
Which was awesome that I enrolled.
I think it was this time where you really got into presenting the business constantly.
Yes. I learned how to talk about the business. I knew if I was going to create a diamond lake in a couple months, I had to be able and willing to share the business.
And that was when we hit Diamond in March.
Yes.
2015.
Yeah. So we were in Diamond Club. That's right. We were in Diamond Club this time. I actually didn't complete this round. This is my fourth round.
Yeah, you were like, I'm done.
I hit diamond.
We hit diamond. I'm out.
I'm done. Okay, so go on. I went three of the 4 months or something like that. I can't remember.
It was two.
Two of the 3 months. That's right. Yeah. So I learned to talk about the business. And so I had a lot more business conversations than I'd ever had before. I think I actually had real legit business conversations with people.
Yeah.
And I found, you know, my four builders, stacked them, boom, 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 1, 2, 3, 4. I asked all of them, who wants to do this business? One of them said, I will. She was put on top.
Right.
And then boom, enrolled 3. And that leg is amazing. And it has my second ever personally enrolled diamond in that leg, which is very cool.
Yeah.
So I learned how to talk about the business. And then we up-leveled again now that I have this organization where I had local people. Because I'd never had a situation where I had all these local people. So we started holding local events, local trainings.
That was it, yes.
I learned to have my team collaborate. So that's one of my...
Hold on,
my
local
closest
events.
Leg. So the people in that leg, that diamond leg, are friends. They're all friends because we, even though they're not all on the same team, we started having these... fun local things, which I'd never done before.
The cross team collaboration,
yeah,
which was the Pechanga events, which we're going to be doing.
We started with them in our house, and then we ended up doing the Pechanga stuff.
Right.
That's another up level. So then, after I started having these local things with my own team, we took it to another level and started doing local, regular, monthly events, mm-hmm. cross line collaboration,
yeah,
and inviting all teams to join in. And then I got my leaders involved,
oh, yeah,
who were local, and trained in helping them to skill up in that area. So they started presenting and they started training, and that was a whole nother, you know, gear shift.
Yep.
And so I just look back and I'm adding all of these tools into this tool belt, if you will, the skill tool belt. And I can go at any point in time and grab any one of those skills. I could jump into Diamond Club again if I needed to. I could host local events if I needed to. I could do a lot of different things that I've done before.
Right.
But I've never been set in one way, ever. I've never been set in one way.
Right, and that's kind of what we're talking about here. So the next step was we moved out here and we created the Scale Up site. And we created the 90-day push.
Right.
And we created the 14-day skill up, those things. Right. Talk about that transition.
So we ended up moving. I had my diamond leg. We had a blue leg leader, mm-hmm. who was all in. She was enrolling like a crazy person. And I wanted to have this thing where my leaders were just training each other via video. So if you enrolled someone, you can pop them right in to the skill site, get them trained, and then wherever they were at in the training, and this came from one of the gals in my team under my big California leg, Jen Hudgens. She created this manual, the Essential Training Manual, which is amazing. And if you're interested in it, just let us know. And I thought, gosh, this is great. I would love something like this, but in video format, because I know for me, that's my genius platform, video format.
Yeah, that's your specialty in communication.
Yeah. So I went about and created my own thing, which was, it followed a similar format, but on video, and it allowed my leaders to enroll people without putting on the brakes to stop and train them.
Right. And not to focus on recruiting.
Yeah, and not train the people that said they want to do it but never did anything. So it was kind of this baby that I created, and then people started to ask about it, like, what is this site that you have? What are you doing? And I basically called it, it's like there's something out there called Oil Camp. I said, it's like Oil Camp but for business. It's just business camp. Then I thought, oh, business camp. I'm gonna see how this works on Facebook, where I have a 14-day business camp where they learn the basics of business very quickly. And I want to see who comes out of the other end, like on fire, completed it, and let's see what happens. And so we did that, and it was successful. You know, of the 20 people that went through business camp, 4 came through, but 4 came through hard, ready to go. Like, they were rock stars. And right. I'm like, I could work with those 4, you know?
And we use the site and Jen's manual as a way to give them something that they could follow as you gave them 14 days worth of, like, this is what you do, this is what you do, this is what you do, this is what you do.
Yeah. So we had that, and then I started looking at the people that I had been working with that were frustrating me versus the people that I love talking to every day. And I remember coming to you and just saying, I'm tired of dragging people around. It's wearing me out. It's making me not like my business. I don't like rewarding the bad behavior by pumping enrollments under legs that do nothing. I don't like having mentor calls, coaching calls with people who suck at life. I don't like it. I don't want to work with those people anymore. Why can't I work with people like me who just want to do this?
Who make you love doing this business.
Who make me love doing this business.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't get into this to beg, badger, and babysit. We don't. We get into it to flourish and rock and grow and have fun. And a lot of people are suffering right now because they're dragging. They're rewarding bad. I call it rewarding bad behavior. They're dragging the people who refuse to do anything. So I thought, and you're like, well, why don't you just work with those people? And I was like, well, that's a novel idea. Work with people I like. Weird. And so.
And not the traditional, well, take all the people you need to grow and put them in this and put them in that. No, this was the opposite.
This was very much against what we seen and done, mm-hmm. where people the reason they drag is because, oh, I need that leg. I need that leg to rank.
I need that leg and I need that person to be something they're not.
Yeah. And I need them. So I'm forcing them in the group and then I'm still pissed off.
Right.
Because I hate this. I didn't want that. I didn't want anybody that I needed to drag. Nobody. And yeah, there were some legs that I needed in order to be Blue Diamond that were not involved. There were two full legs that were not involved because they were not people that were ready for that kind of push.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and you can't push people who don't want to be pushed. It's not that they're bad or they're good. They don't want to. They're not there. And you have to respect that. You have to respect the people who say, I don't want to. Okay. That's what people always ask. What's loving where they're at? What does that mean?
Yeah.
That's what it means. Is it, even though you might need them desperately, they're not there yet. And you are going to ruin that relationship if you try and push them. They're going to fight it. And they're going to end up resenting that. But you created it all. Okay? No matter how much you incentivize people, you can't push people who are not ready. And that's okay. Love them where they're at. So I went and I specifically invited people based off of, you know, what they were doing, how I felt. We had conversations. Do I like working with them? Were they ready to be pushed? All of those things were considered. And I personally invited every single person. And then I actually threw in some wild cards from other teams who were top enrollers, who were, you know, I knew would push my own leaders.
Help set the bar high.
Yeah, to help set the bar high.
So how, that was the kind of cool thing is that it, by having these really skilled people who were in random different places in our business, they were not strategic. It was just about making the group better.
Yeah. I remember bringing in someone who's like on what, our 14th level?
Yeah.
But she was a crazy top enroller.
Yeah.
And it shook my leaders up so hardcore when she would come to the call. Like, I didn't have the best week. I enrolled 8 people. And they were like, what? And it shook them up.
Yeah.
It gave them some.
You have to do that.
You give things they're not. Anyway, but she's, I don't use her as a qualifier. I have zero to gain off of her except for being able to support her in some way.
Yeah, right? that was the best part.
And really
was
loving working with her.
Providing something that she wasn't getting, and at the same time, she was able to bring something that we needed. And it was a really beautiful relationship.
And I really, really liked working with her. It's one of those things. You want to learn to love this business again.
Yeah,
you
that was the cool thing.
To love the business again, work with the people that you love.
Oh man, I looked forward to our call every single week. I couldn't wait to like talk with these people and hear what they're doing and just get their energy and it becomes contagious.
So because they had gone through the skill up or they had finished our site, which was our skill up site, whether they did the 14-day Facebook one or they completed the skill up, if they had gone through it, and they met all of my qualifications, they got invited. And it was up to them to accept or reject.
This is the 90-day push.
Yeah, this is a 90-day push.
Okay.
And I basically, this is the one thing that the most people, after I spoke in Orlando, I talked all about skill sets. All about skill sets. But no one wants to know about skill sets. They want to know how to push their people into a new rank.
Yeah.
And I can respect that. Because a lot of us feel stagnant. We feel stuck where we are. Because we're rewarding bad behavior. So what we did was create a group where it was required to be on one call a week. Required. Like, people don't realize what required means. That means you show up or you get out. Done. There were no incentives for coming to the call except for you got better and you had strong accountability. We didn't give away prizes every week and we didn't sugarcoat anything. It was a place where I could be all three all the time and not feel unsafe, not feel like someone was going to hate me after the call.
That was the thing too. I remember us talking about how it would be nice to be able to talk about how we really feel about the business without any kind of like feeling like we need to sugarcoat it for those people who just don't really want money or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the thing. It was like, well, let's just create an environment that like where we can be ourselves.
Yeah. Where but, you like, can totally... call people out when they keep saying their excuse word. I love that. And when I have someone saying, oh, just, it's so scary. This is scary. That is scary. Everything's scary. And I can go, okay, stop. I'm going to stop you there. You're not allowed to use the word scary anymore. Do you understand? Anybody who hears this person use the word scary, you're going to foghorn her or whatever. And I love that because they
story.
Yeah, they got out of their way.
That would have been a good idea.
They were able to get yanked out of their way. A lot of people stopped themselves with their head crap. And I told them, no head crap in these calls. You know, you're going to share what went well. You're going to share about what you considered a failure. You're going to... everybody's going to rank up.
Yeah, we set that expectation. Everyone must rank. Everyone will rank. And what was interesting is that we never told anybody how much they had to do.
Mm-mm. I never had them check in. I never had them...
No daily check-ins.
I never posted any, here's today's tasks.
Yeah.
No. Because a skilled person who's ready to push, they already know what to do.
Yeah.
You just give them the setup. So I gave them the setup. I'm like, okay... You are a 60% closer with the natural or with the home essentials kit. So here's what you have to have every month. Let's break that down. Weekly, you need to have this many enrollments. Two, in order to get two enrollments, you need to have 5 personal meetings a week. Once I gave them that.
Yeah, we taught them how to break it down for themselves.
Yeah, they would set it up in their own calendar.
That's the thing I can tell a lot of people would get overwhelmed with. Like, oh my gosh, I have like 19 people and I have to go and set up plans for all of them. No, 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 no. Because you didn't do that. We didn't do that.
No.
We taught them how we took one person's plan. We broke that one down and we said, okay, now you go do it for yourself.
Create your own plan.
Yeah.
Because people don't learn unless you have them learn. And they can only buy into what they're learning is if they're doing it themselves.
Right.
So when there's a question, you respond with a question.
That's why we don't set goals for people. We don't tell them you need to have this many by this day, or you need to do this every day. You need to, because,
no.
You know, if they don't come up with that themselves, they can't own it.
No, they can't.
And if they can't own it, they're not going
to
do it.
Well, I have to have this many appointments because Angela said. That doesn't work.
No, and I certainly wouldn't want to limit a person. And then I come up with this task. Okay, you got to talk to 7 people this week.
Yeah.
And for half the group, that's a lot. The other half is like, that's it? I thought this was a push, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get that.
Exactly. So we taught the basic how to. Like, here's how you break down your plan. Here's how you do a 30, 60, 90-day goal setup. Here's how you stick to that goal setup. And then they had to go and do it themselves. That's it.
Yeah.
If I said, all right, we're going to learn how to close big kits. I'm going to teach it. And you're going to have to go and learn it.
Yeah, and so it was 90-day focus on recruiting.
Yep.
And
I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
A 90-day push is a focus on recruiting. None of this, I'm really helping my leaders grow bull crap. I hate that. They're like, my push is focused on my people. Nah, that's your weenie way out of it. You are weenieing yourself out of it. Yeah. Weenie.
That's like, my team will push, not me.
Yeah, I'm going to really have all my team push.
So, yeah. And
that is not a push.
So this is a recruiting focus. So in other words, that if you feel like you have to spend a whole bunch of time with your team, that's where I would say, why aren't you using the SkillUp site for that?
Yeah.
Why aren't you using the customer education site that we created for that? Why? What is it that you feel that you are doing that's taking away from your own personal recruiting during this time?
We literally eliminated every excuse that they could have outside of just recruit.
Just recruit.
Just sign people up.
Yeah.
Here's how you break down.
Well, I signed up 4 people and I got to talk with them. No, you don't.
No, you don't. Pop them in the site. If you've never listened to Eric Worre or Ray Higdon about a 90-day push, I highly recommend it. They both have their own takes on it, but and there's also Pat Petrini. They both have their own takes on it, like what you're prepping for, but the bulk of it is it's a focus on recruiting. What are you doing every single day that's recruiting new people into your business? And then you're going to have 12, 13, 14, 20 enrollments every month. You're going to plug them into the site, and the people who come through to coach with you are the ones you run with. Instead of going, okay, now I'm going to stop all my recruiting and I'm going to teach you what to do.
I like...
And then they never do anything.
I like one of the things that I learned when I was prepping, when I was putting together all the details of our push. One of the things I kept hearing from Eric Worre was to use the 90-day push as a way to focus on developing skills with a tool that you currently are just now using. So for us, it was, you know, to recruit and use the SkillUp site. That was a tool. And so we used the 90-day push as an excuse to develop that skill for the whole team, the ones that were involved in this push. And so when we did it, there were 10 people that we skilled up with. And out of the 10 people, I believe 8 rank advanced. Couple of them rank advanced in the first month. Mm-hmm.
And by the second month.
Yeah. And so then... It was success. And I made sure I made note of everything that we did, because eventually people wanted to know what we did. Yeah. And I actually have four breakdown recorded trainings on how to do a 90-day push with your doTERRA team. It's all laid out, everything step by step. And the reason why it's broken down into 4 is because there's different phases. There's the pre-launch phase, there's the launch phase, there's the what it's like on you in the second month when everyone's starting to just
doubt
teeter
themselves.
yeah and then of
I
course
I already did 1 month.
What yeah
I
and then
do another month
what it's like when you're done, how you finish it and transition into getting into a slower mode, but it's still efficient and still generating something. And then of course there's an extra video in there that are the step-by-steps on what we did specifically every single week. This is how we did it. This is how we invited everybody into a Facebook group. This is what we did on Monday. This is what we did on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so on. Yeah. So we are doing it again.
We're doing it again. I loved it so much.
And we're doing it a little differently this time because, see, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. We evolve. We don't just do the same thing every time. So we're doing another 90-day push, but this one's collaboratively.
Yeah.
Explain this. This new evolution.
I don't know.
Do you want to like wait until this is over before we talk to? Okay, that's fine.
But
I'd like to see results before I.
Yeah, there's some differences. Obviously, you know, we did a 90-day push the first round for everybody to rank up. That was the goal, and I did not waver on that goal. I said, your goal is to rank up. Your commitment is to rank up. A lot of leaders are. It's not culture to force someone to rank because it's not all about rank. Shut up.
It is your for those people that need it.
No, your people aren't going to make money if they don't rank.
That's what I'm saying. The people that need it is all about rank for them.
So I told them the only way to participate is you have to meet all these requirements, but you have to commit to rank up. And it scared the bejesus out of people. It scared them so hard that some didn't join.
Yeah.
But the ones that did, they were scared through the whole thing, but my true nature, 3s, are so confident in what we're doing that other people follow suit. Because I had unwavering confidence in what we were doing, they just held on and they did the work.
Yeah.
And they all ranked in month two. That's crazy. But I set that expectation and we did not waver. So this time around, we have some people who actually are pushing to rank again. We have some people who are not pushing to rank, but they are pushing to solidify. We have some people who are not, who are pushing to hit power of threes,
yeah, 1500 power three.
So there's some different goals into play because it's a different season. We're doing a push through the summer, which tends to be difficult for some. I'm not going to label it difficult. Some people find it difficult. And it's just going to have a different flair. Plus we've included a whole nother team in this. They're in on it with us and we'll let you know how that goes. But it's been interesting. It's been good. What I've loved so far is my leaders, when they listen to other team, they are learning how to lead these without being hesitant because they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings on their team.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yes, of course. I'm laughing.
So... I love it. I love the push. I think Eric, Rory, Ray Higdon, they say the top 1% in network marketing do this twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be good at network marketing, you have to at least do it once a year.
We plan to do it three times.
You have to look at your seasons. If you're going to do it, you have to make sure that you're not pushing people who are not ready. Right. Even if they're a qualifying leg for you, if they're not ready, don't do it. You will destroy that relationship. You will destroy the whole leg.
That's why we do it. We only do it with people that we want to do it with, who want to do it at that time. That's our entire selection process. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course we want the people in the correct strategic legs and so on to do it, but we can't roll with them if they don't want to roll with us.
Yeah.
So we go around them. We go someplace else. We find someplace else to focus and we build our business. That's the beauty about Unilevel, is that we can build up a fat Unilevel doing this.
Yeah. And what some people ask is, well, how did you end up going blue if, you know, one or two of your legs weren't involved in the push? And I was like, because I pushed two.
Yeah, perfect.
I do not lead a push without pushing. I will never ask my people to do something that I am not willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it.
Okay. All right, so... That's what, 7 years. 7 years of picking a thing to work on, focus on it, grow it, and then move on to the next thing. It started with just doing Facebook invites, and then it moved into webinars, and we hit silver, and then we went to Diamond Club. Stayed at silver, we started doing local events and meeting people and doing weekly classes. That got, and then you started getting really good at introducing yourself into local Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit gold and platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started doing really good, getting really good at one-on-ones and presenting the business. Yes. And that's when we hit diamond, just a couple of months later. And then we moved out here. We started doing local events, trainings. Before we moved out here, we did local events and trainings and collaborating with Crossline and doing mass trainings. We did them at our house a couple of times.
Yep.
I remember we did one on my birthday, which was awesome.
By your request.
By my request. It was awesome. Seriously, I loved it. And then, we moved out here, started training leaders, built the SkillUp site, made it easy for people to focus on recruiting. And then we jumped right into doing the SkillUp camp and doing 14-day where we got all that those things put together. And then the 90-day push. And now we're doing the push again. And we're doing it a little bit differently, a little bit collaboratively. And that's the thing. We always are evolving. And so that, I think, is what's not just helped us to continue moving, but it kept it fresh for you and I. And so that you and I were always evolving because it's boring.
I didn't get bored.
I'm still not bored. Lots more to do. So the big tools that we have right now at our disposal is the SkillUp site and the ability to do a 14-day SkillUp anytime we want with all brand new people that get enrolled during this 90-day push that want to do the business. And so we put them in that 90-day push that 14-day week, 14-day SkillUp, about every 90 days, we do that. And so having those tools, that's how, like, we are now pushing for presidential to hit by the end of this year is what I'm looking at as the target. We'll see how that goes. But, that's kind of like, for me, these tools give us confidence. Like, we can do this. Mm-hmm. We can do this.
Yeah.
What we got to do is keep moving forward. But anyway, so those are huge. And then I think you made it clear on how we're using that going forward. What do you see between now and convention? Do you feel like we're going to be doing anything new, or is it just going to be focusing on this right now?
For me personally.
Yeah.
I've kind of shifted gears again.
Yeah.
And I now, I take the weight loss approach now. I'm very heavy involved in sharing the emotional weight loss thing with people. And so I recruit that way, which has been good. It's just been different instead of sharing, you know, how essential oils, medicine cabinet makeover. I just talk about the emotional weight loss. So that's been a different shift. I have altered my course, changed it up, and now I'm learning how to bring, or I'm actually bringing people in on that aspect, but I'm also running, you know, coaching groups for existing wellness advocates to teach them how to do it too, because people don't know how to teach this. And so now I'm kind of duplicating myself, which is kind of cool. It fulfills my need to create something.
Yeah.
But it also allows me to have that space to recruit from inside that whole change up.
Awesome.
So it's just, you know, again, me up leveling, shifting gears again.
Right. And so people can follow you on your Facebook page, the Mama's Little Biz Essential Oil Chat with Angela Villa. Mm-hmm. Go to that, Mama's Little Biz Essential Oil Chat with Angela Villa.
And I'm creating these workshops. So there's four in the series, and they will be, I have a live group who's paid to be involved in it, and then they'll be available on the records.
And this is for somebody who really wants to focus on an emotional weight loss.
Yeah.
Like, if you can just give like that one sentence pitch on that so that people can understand who this is focused towards.
For women who are tired of the weight loss BS, being told that all you have to do is eat this way, eat that way. It's not about that.
Yeah.
You have a lot of emotional baggage. Fat is a protector. It's what its job is. And so emotional weight loss is getting rid of the stuff that's keeping you protected.
All right. Perfect. That's brilliant. I'll leave it on that. So go follow Angela at her Facebook page so you can hear more details about that. When it comes to the SkillUp site, we created it in a way so that people that are not in our business can get access. So if you want information on that, you can message me directly and I'll give you all the details. There's a there's actually a video training you can watch where I break down the SkillUp site. And then I go over how we use it to fuel our 90-day push and the 14-day SkillUp. So for those who get that that SkillUp site where you can get basically basic training for all these new people that are coming into your business, you'll also get the four trainings on how we do the 90-day push for our doTERRA business, how it worked for us. You also get the 2 weeks worth of tasks to create your own, what was it you called it, a SkillUp camp?
Yep, SkillUp camp.
Right? So you'll get 14-day specific tasks that you have brand new people do to skill themselves up, to learn the basics. So you'll get all of those as well. As access to ways to customize the site. You can get access to a private Facebook group. There's just so many other bonuses. So message me if you want to see them. I'll also put the link in the show notes for this episode so you can go ahead and watch it. So there you go. The easiest way to really do that is if you go to my business page and you can follow a direct link that way, which is m.me/growwitheddie. So if you typed it into a website, you know, website address bar, m.me/growwitheddie. If you type that in, it'll send you directly to my business Facebook page messenger. And then all you have to do is type in 14 days. 1-4, by the way, the number 1-4, not the other the spelling. So 1-4 and then days. And then you'll get the video right away. And it shows you all the stuff that we just talked about. So, wrap it up. Anything you want to say on this as you yawn?
As I yawn.
It's like you went through a whole lot there. That was awesome.
Damn, I hope everybody got
a lot of value out of that.
And now I have no more words.
So there it is, guys. That I think we'll call that one The Evolution of Skills by Angela Villa. Angela Villa's evolution of skills and where she was, where she came from, and where she's going.
Yes.
So awesome stuff. Love it. And thank you, babe, for walking everybody through that. That was amazing.
Welcome, babe.
And for those of you guys who I'll let you go ahead and close it out.
All right.
I think we're done.
Yeah, because you keep talking about
that's what I'm just gonna stop. Go.
All right. For Mama's Little Biz Podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.